Today's Playbook audio briefing is presented by Facebook.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who initially predicted a COVID deal would pass 2 weeks ago, told us Tuesday evening that if there was a deal to be had on COVID relief, it would have to be reached by Friday. We're not going to pass judgment here whether that's possible, but we're going to lay out where the two sides have made concessions, what's left to be figured out in the next 72 hours, and what both sides said in the closed-door meeting in Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office Tuesday. Along with John Bresnahan, we worked sources last night to figure out exactly what went on in that closed room with Mnuchin, Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows as they try to cobble together a $1 trillion-plus package.
Here are the concessions made by the Republican negotiating team. Enhanced unemployment, $400 a week up to December 15th. Eviction moratorium extended through December 15th. State and local funding, $200 billion, although Dems say they only offered $150 billion. Democrats lowered their USPS ask from $25 billion to $10 billion, subject to a meeting with the Postmaster General today.
But there are a ton of outstanding issues where the two parties are pretty far apart. Here's what the two sides discussed with details from Pelosi's suite. UI. The Republicans hold this offer, $400 per week until December 15th, is a big move on their behalf. Democrats are holding at $600 per week and are trying to capitalize on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggesting that Republicans may agree to a $600 per week UI plan. Republicans also want to include the return to work credit. They tabled this conversation, noting they were too far apart. Pelosi said in the meeting, quote, "I'm not going to tell single moms, good news, the pandemic continues and we cut your benefit."
Republicans have significant disagreements with Democrats on election funding. Schumer reminded the room it's up to each state to decide how the money is spent. One funny moment, Mnuchin noted he wasn't an electoral ballot expert, and Pelosi said, "Well, it's good you admit you don't know what you're talking about." Big pension issue needs to be solved, and both sides agree it could happen in phase four. Mnuchin and Meadows told Pelosi and Schumer they would speak to the president about the issue and get back to them. Pelosi called pensions, quote, "a different breed of cat," and suggested the difference couldn't be split between the two parties.
Education. There is still a ways to go on this topic. They have disagreement on the top line and how it's allocated. Semantics, but important. Republicans say that education should be counted as a state and local funding issue, and Democrats say this is nonsense. This was the cause of a disagreement between Pelosi and Meadows in the meeting. Childcare. Dems are at $50 billion and Republicans are at $15 billion. So the two sides have a ways to go. Negotiators decided to move on from discussing this.
The two sides tabled their discussion on the U.S. Postal Service, although Schumer passed out newspaper stories about how the Postal Service is severely underfunded.
Broadband. Democrats are analyzing a proposal that Republicans brought. It seems as if there will be an agreement here. Food assistance and SNAP. There is a big gap to make up here, and the two sides fought bitterly. Rent and homeowners assistance. Republicans proposed their eviction moratorium, and Democrats didn't like it and fought over it. They think there's more to be done here. Testing. Still a ways to go here, but they seem to want to come to a conclusion. Democrats are selling their plan as being conservative, decentralizing power to the states to test. Democrats suggested the GOP was too bureaucratic, and Pelosi said the administration had failed in testing, and the Democrats' plan should be put into place. "We have a huge testing problem. We've failed," she said.
At the end, Meadows said, "We're making little progress. There's still a $3.4 trillion donkey or elephant in the room, and there will be no number close." Pelosi said, "It's a beautiful swan." Here's what's driving today. The negotiators are meeting with the Postmaster General at 3:30. When he leaves, they'll continue to negotiate. Mike Pompeo will speak to the press at 10 a.m. After all this pressure about unemployment insurance, Martha McSally, Susan Collins, and Mitt Romney have their own proposal, which will drop today. We have the details in Playbook.
Our colleagues Marianne Levine, Andrew Desiderio, and John Bresnahan have the latest on vulnerable senators telling Mitch McConnell not to go home for August recess without a deal. And launching today, The 50. It's a new series from Politico that examines the roles mayors and governors are playing amid the pandemic, economic crisis, and a national reckoning on race. The 50 collects our best reporting on the governors and mayors shaping policy and driving politics, and looks at the people and power players outside of Washington. Up now, The Best Job in America, or A Living Nightmare, by Anna Grunwald and Shia Kapos. And there's a Q&A with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
The AP has the latest in Beirut as the Lebanese confront devastation after that massive explosion yesterday. The New York Times is reporting that Alex Azar is scheduled to visit Taiwan, a move that will likely anger Beijing on the convention front. The Post is reporting Republicans are considering Trump will give a South Lawn convention speech. That's very rare, considering candidates don't usually use the White House for things like that. Alex Thompson details how the Trump campaign says it knocked on 1 million doors, while Joe Biden's campaign said it has knocked on zero.
On the Veep Stakes front, no surprise here, Republicans would like Biden to pick Susan Rice as his VP, Anita Kumar reports. And the Times has a look at how Karen Bass is in many ways Joe Biden's opposite. The Times is also reporting that Republicans are helping Kanye West get on the ballot. And our colleagues, James Arkin and Ali Mutnick, have the latest on last night's primaries, where Kris Kobach was defeated in Kansas and Lacey Clay lost his primary to a progressive challenger, Cori Bush. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will meet with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey at 3 p.m. in the Oval Office. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.